Live in studio with us is Dr. Siamak Saleh. He is a TikTok celebrity, 200,000 followers, and loves to bust myths around healthcare and medical matters.
Yeah, the most brilliant informative TikTok videos. Everything from information on the COVID-19 vaccine to things to avoid during pregnancy to obesity management. Dr. Saleh's got the info, and he brings it across in a really fun, entertaining, short form way. So, Doctor, now that we've still got you in studio. The most popular doctor on TikTok. We want to do a TikTok with you a little bit later, but we've also have some questions from some of our listeners this morning.
Yes.
Hoping that you can give us some info.
Sure.
What's the other sorts of things that you don't like hearing from patients?
Patients preferring natural remedies on like emergency cases. So I think when I was an intern, I had a patient with query appendicitis who prefer to use essential oils.
Oh no.
Yeah, what is the healing power of a crystal?
So essential oils will not work for that, I imagine.
I assume so.
But now you see, have you tried it? Because you can't just bash essential oils now.
Good point. I also get lots of patients coming to me saying, I want to clean my blood. And I'm like, your blood is clean. You don't need to be cleaned.
Melissa has a very interesting question. It is a Friday night after all, Doc. She wants to know, what's the most, or the best, or most popular cure for a hangover?
So best cure is not drinking. Prevention. Generally, if you sleep enough, it should sort it out. Usually, people are dehydrated after drinking. So sips of water, over-the-counter pain medication for the headache.
Yeah. Prevention seems to be a cure for many things like pregnancy and all sorts of things, I imagine, eh?
That's the first step, yes.
Dr. Siamak Saleh live in our studio this morning, busting medical myths, answering your questions, also teaching us a little bit about TikTok and how he's managed to be verified by TikTok and managed to gather 200,000 followers in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've seen your TikToks are normally from almost like a hospital environment. When do you get the time to do all of this in and amongst seeing patients?
It's a lot of hard work. Oh. But it's also fun. It's very rewarding when you can change somebody's life. And I get lots of questions. They DM me in the comments. I answer them. There's like a mini communities in my comments where they support each other's. So the fact that it's very rewarding is that it actually encourages me to do more.
Okay.
And can you guarantee us that no patients have been harmed in the making of these TikTok videos?
I can get into it.